It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to the Coach's Corner. A little drizzy and a drizzle going on here in southern Iowa. We got a lot to talk about this morning. We're going to talk a little Babe Ruth baseball with football knocking on the door. We're going to talk baseball and some really good baseball being played right here in Albia. And I've got Brad DeMoss here in the studio. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk with head coach Todd Ratliff. The boys and girls cross-country teams are, of course, they've been working all summer long, but they come into these the season with lots of expectations, some tremendous returning athletes for both the boys and the girls. And I caught up with Coach Ratliff yesterday afternoon, right before their late afternoon run, and we're going to talk a little bit about both the boys and the girls' teams. Lots of hope and expectations, and going to be a lot of fun to watch these young athletes run around the cross-country course. Also going to check in for you Cyclone fans. Paul Clark, Cyclone Report, is going to join us, and we're going to talk about the first week of practice for the Cyclones and shake out some of the battles that are going on for those starting positions as the Cyclones get ready for their opener here in just a few short weeks. Lots to talk about. Just ran by the high school, and the football team just got done with their football week of camp, and last night they had their camp get-together, camp sleepover, and they were up and at it and having lots of fun already this morning. And I got a chance to catch up with Coach a little bit yesterday as well. As we're preparing for exclusive, sports exclusive, KIC and Fox 15 have teamed up to put together a preseason preview, and Dan Stocker and I have been out the last couple of days going around to different schools here in southern Iowa, visiting with the coaches, and we're going to have a preview for you on Fox 15 coming up here in just a couple of weeks. But it was really interesting to get to hear the conversation from these coaches and the expectations that abound here in southern Iowa. Lots of really quality football going to be played this fall here in the heartland of the country. We're going to take a quick time out. We're going to come back. Brad DeMoss is in the house. We're going to talk a little Babe Ruth baseball when we return to the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
For a limited time only, upgrade your life with a 5, 10, or 15-year fixed home equity loan from Community First Credit Union. You pick the term, and we'll give you a fixed rate as low as 3.25% APR. Use the equity in your home to remodel, consolidate bills, or refinance your current mortgage without the burden of expensive closing costs. Enjoy the security of a fixed rate loan from CFirst. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Call 866-360-5370 for details about credit costs and terms. Equal housing opportunity. Federally insured by the NCUA.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape, and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Let us share two words that should make you think of a weekend and vacation: South Fork and Buck Creek. If you love being on the water, enjoy one of Iowa's oceans, Lake Rathbun. South Fork has overnight or seasonal boat slips, electric and tent camping sites right next to the lake, plus a convenience store and fuel at the docks. Also, Buck Creek has a hotel, boat rentals, seasonal and overnight slips, and great meals at Louie's Bistro, plus a convenience store and fuel at the docks also. To make reservations and for more information, go to RathbunLakeMarinas.com.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. A lot to talk about here this morning. Paul Clark going to come up towards the bottom half of this hour. Also, Coach Todd Ratliff and some of his cross-country runners will join us here. But right now, we're talking baseball, Babe Ruth baseball, regional tournament going on here in Albion. And I got Brad DeMoss here in the studio. And, Brad, this is pretty exciting stuff here to get to regional baseball in our own backyard. A lot of teams from all over the Midwest in town to spend an extended period of time here. And that's good for the economy, good for the kids of our community. And Albion automatically gets a bid into the tournament. But it takes a lot of work to pull this thing off.
Yeah, Jason, it's been a long week. Week and a half getting field prep done. We've put up all the flags of every state that came in around the outfield fences. We've done some mulching and just done a whole lot of field maintenance that has kind of been lacking out there throughout the course of the years. And so we got the field all back up, ready for the shape. So teams coming in could we'd show them the very best field play and conditions that they could have.
Yeah, the field looked fantastic. Looking at the driving by last night, you can see all the flags up. Really nice touch there, and maybe something we want to steal a thought process there to put the conference flags up for baseball. But really sharp looking field. All these teams come in, and you know in the past they in Babe Ruth, the host site would have to provide housing for the kids. That was always a real challenge for those that were putting on these tournaments. But you didn't have that obligation this year.
No. A couple years ago, Babe Ruth National decided to go away from the housing, kind of go to the Little League floor mat. A lot of teams that's coming in wish that they'd still do it. But for a tournament director and the host town that's doing it, the size of Albia, it made it tough for us to do it. So whenever they eliminated it, I told the state commissioner, Scott Spurgeon, I said, anytime that there's a regional that is coming open, go ahead and sign Albie up for it, because we got the manpower to get the tournament pulled off. It's just finding the people to house these boys. But now that they've done away with it, we're able to put them up in hotels, and they get to stay with their mom and dads. And I mean, it seems like the boys enjoy it.
You know, there's quite a few teams. Why don't you break down some of the teams and then talk about where, you know, we've got the Indian Hills Inn here in Albion that's probably hosting a few teams or has a few teams out here, but that's really a big boost to the economy as well.
Yeah, with this tournament, we had eight teams come in. We got a team from Kansas, Colorado, North Dakota. We got Iowa, which is another local team. They're just 20 minutes down the road from Ottumwa. We got Missouri, Nebraska, Minnesota, and then our very own Rathbun area being the host. We were able to get them in there.
Great experience for those kids here from Albion to be a part of the regional tournament. But the teams that come in, they bring lots of parents and family as well. So it's like I said, it's been a real nice touch for local economy.
Yeah, I'd probably say between the players, coaches, and families that come in, we had a picnic that we hosted over at the Cornerstone Church on Wednesday night, and with the hamburgers and the hot dogs that we went through, I'd say we probably served just under 300 people. So I mean, it's going to be a boost to the economy for the local businesses. And then the weather that we've had this week, it's been rainy and drizzly, and I know we've pushed back Thursday's games to start at noon, and then we pushed back today's games. So a lot of these players and families that are already at the ball field, they're coming back into town to get some breakfast and do some little bit of shopping.
Yeah, the rain has helped keep the shoppers here in town. But talk about the baseball, because this is some really good baseball being played at this level. When you have this quality of athletes coming in and from all over the Midwest, as I said, you're getting the best of best at these age brackets.
Yeah, we've had a bunch of very good games. I know the Nebraska-Missouri game in opening round, it was a 3-2, 8-inning affair. Kansas and Colorado was a close game. And Minnesota, I mean, they've just put up notorious runs on the board. I think their first game, they won 19-0, and then they come out and score 12 runs on Missouri in their next game. So, I mean, North Dakota and Minnesota is going to play tonight at 6 in the champion side of the bracket, the winner side of the bracket. And if you want to see two good, I mean, very good teams playing, I mean, they got kids that are 6'5", 6'6", and they're just solid. I mean, you'd think they were from Iowa the way they look. I mean, it looks like total farm boys out there playing, but they're city folks. They're Minnesota's from St. Paul, but they're just big.
The Rathbun area is out of the tournament. It's a true double elimination tournament. So, but there is still the Iowa team that's still playing to try to find its way back into the championship side of the bracket.
Yeah, the Iowa team's from Ottumwa, like I said. They lost their first game to North Dakota, but then they came back yesterday against Colorado, and it was a 2-0 affair. It was definitely a pitcher's duel. Colorado threw a kid that threw really hard, but I know the kid from Ottumwa, one of them was named Shots. He did a shot. He put it into the cornfield behind our field to go up 1-0, and then they had another big boy that put him up 2-0 on another home run, and that was the deciding factor. So they're going to play today at noon against Missouri. So it should be a really good game to come out and watch, too, because that squad from Missouri, they're from Boonville, Missouri, and Boonville's always brought good teams to these regionals.
We're talking with Brad DeMoss. He's helping coordinate the 13th or 15-year-old Babe Ruth Regional Tournament right here in Albia, and eight different teams that have made their way here to Albia to celebrate some of the best baseball in Babe Ruth. And Brad, it takes a lot of guys to pull this off, a lot of volunteers to get this pulled off, to make the field look as sharp as it does, to take care of the field, to organize it. It's a fairly large undertaking.
Yeah, it has been this year. I mean, with the Rathbun Area's League dropping down to 2 teams, we're only pulling from that families. And Jim Cagle and I, and then I pulled in my brother, Thad DeMoss, this year, and then Josh Buckingham's been helping out. And then you throw my wife and my kids in it. There's about 10 of us that's been doing it for the last probably month, trying to get everything going. And a lot of hours have went into it, a lot of opportunities that I've let slip to hang out with the family. But this is what I love to do, is put these tournaments on, and I want to show the very best for these surrounding communities coming in or states coming in. So you put the time in, and it's you reap the benefits whenever you get told how everything's looking out there.
Yeah, it's beautiful, beautiful complex. We're very fortunate to have this type of event being held. And what time does things get underway? I know you're in a little bit of a rain delay, but if people are out and about, want to get a glimpse of some of the best baseball in the Midwest, what time are you guys opening things up here this afternoon?
Today we're going to start everything at noon, and that's going to be the Missouri and Iowa game. And then at 3 p.m., it's going to be Kansas and Nebraska. And then we're going to have North Dakota, Minnesota at 6. And then whoever wins between the Missouri and Iowa and Kansas and Nebraska is set to start anywhere from 8 to 8:30. And it's cheap entertainment, folks. I mean, $5 a head and 6 and under free. And that's getting you in to see 4 games if you want to stay all day. So we're looking for a good crowd, and we'd be happy to have everybody out there that wants to come.
Brad, thanks so much. I know you got a lot to do. You got to get out there and make sure the field's ready to go, make sure the concession stands up. And I know that it's tireless work, but the benefit is that all these people get to come to Albia, Iowa, and we get to celebrate our little community. So thank you, Brad DeMoss, heading up the regional Babe Ruth tournament. Again, get out there and check out some of the best baseball in the Midwest being played right here in Albia, Iowa. Baseball is in the air as football starts to take the old baton and run with it as we move from summer to fall. Check in with another part of fall, and that is our cross-country team. Some of the best cross-country folks have been ran in our backyard, and Coach Todd Ratliff is going to join me. We're going to talk about the boys and girls teams. Lots of promise, lots of expectations. When we come back to the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message for our sponsors.
We'd like to thank those of you who are involved in agriculture. Ag people feed the world. But our farmers and ranchers don't always get appreciated for their dedication. It takes a lot of hard work to make crops grow, and it takes a lot of guts to put it all on the line and face conditions that are not always cooperative. We support agriculture by investing in it with loans for operations, equipment, and livestock. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Plan a family nature vacation or golfing at the Preserve for a week or a weekend at Honey Creek Resort, a relaxation destination in southern Iowa on one of Iowa's oceans. Honey Creek Resort has cottages to get you even closer to nature, or stay at the lodge. Activities daily and award-winning golf course, nature events, swimming, boating, dining, and entertainment at Honey Creek Resort at Lake Rapid. Call 877-677-3344.
Hi folks, I'm Terry Hurd, inviting you to join me at 8 p.m. this Sunday and every Sunday as we travel into the blue with the very best in bluegrass. From the first generation icons to the stars of today, it's America's original music, heartfelt, handmade, and high lonesome. And I know you'll love it. That's Into the Blue right here on Thunder Country KIIC 96.7. I hope you'll join us.
Are you living life on your terms? For a limited time only, Community First Credit Union is offering a 7-year adjustable rate mortgage as low as 3.817% APR with a rate of 3.25%. Plus, you get to choose your term from a 10 to 30-year amortization. Stop by your local C First and ask about our new 7-year adjustable rate mortgage today. At C First, the choice is yours. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. For additional cost information, call 866-360-5370. Equal housing opportunity, federally insured by the NCUA.
No one likes to think about death, let alone plan for it. But making this important decision today allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind, free from the stresses and confusion immediately following death. Pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burdens from loved ones under difficult circumstances, and it ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It may seem intimidating to begin planning your own funeral. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you under no obligation. Contact Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129.
When people leave one job for another, they usually take their personal stuff along with them. Yet, millions of people still leave their 401k behind. Fortunately, Edward Jones can help you control your money. We'll explain your options and, if appropriate, help you roll over your 401k without paying taxes or penalties. To learn more, contact me, Brian Crosser, your Albia Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Hi, this is Mike Slinning from Dewey Motor Company here in Albia.
Hi, I'm Mike Gray from Albia Motor Company right here in Albia.
Mike and Mike, you are competitors, but you're joining forces because you want our listeners to do what?
To buy locally.
Tell folks why it's important to buy locally.
There's many reasons. We keep overhead low, and that means lower prices for our customers.
And I think another good reason, one of the best reasons, is the convenience of bringing your vehicle back where you bought it for service.
Both our dealerships here in town are locally family-owned, and we have a combined 124 years experience of serving Albia and Monroe County.
course, we're in a small community, so we have no big dealer pressure. We still do business the old-fashioned way with a simple handshake.
You know, when you purchase your vehicle local, it helps all of Monroe County because the money stays local here.
That's a big thing. The other thing is, between the two of you, you have such a great selection. You know the people in this community. You know what they drive. You know what they like. And if you don't have it, you're going to get it.
Absolutely. Within a day or two, we can find any vehicle, new or used.
Shop locally.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
With me now is head coach of the Abbey cross country team, head coach Todd Ratliff. Coach, here we are, buddy. We're knocking on the door for another exciting season. And I don't know. I don't know if it can get any more exciting than right now looking at your squad, both the boys and the girls. You've got some outstanding returning guys to the program that really provide you lots of hope for another great season.
Yeah, you know, we do. We lost two key runners on the guys' side, and that was Mason Cox, our number two for most of the season, and our senior captain, and then Aaron Ambrose, who ran back there five or six for the team most of the year, which means we have 1, 3, 4, 5, 7 all coming back. So we're looking pretty solid up front. We've got a young guy, the eighth grade conference champion, Lane Szczynski, moving up to be a freshman this year, and we think he's going to fill one of those top seven slots right away. But, you know, Colton Dorpinghouse will, on the course, lead us, at least we think he will. We've got some guys trying to track him down. Tyler Passett's running real well, ran a 10-flat 3,000 at the Junior Olympic Nationals up at Drake Stadium a couple weeks ago. So we're looking real good there. And on the girls' side, you know, we have Michelle Manser, who's a two-time individual state qualifier. We have Jordan Winkie, who qualified last year in her first year. We've got some new faces coming on the scene there. We've got senior Susie Strasco, Emma Dineen. So we're looking to be pretty set with what we had from last year carrying over into this year.
Coach, you guys start with Dorpinghouse. You know, this young man's got a legitimate shot of getting a state title individually, and he'll help anchor that team, you know, to get you to state and to get you guys going up that totem pole.
Yeah, you know what I love about Colton is he's already looked to see where the different schools are in the classes as the initial classes came out. And he knows who the three or four guys that were in front of him at the state meet are. And he said, you know, I've already beat this kid once, and I can go get this kid. This guy just got me at the end. So he's looking at that top five realm. And, you know, stranger things have happened. You know, who would have thought in track we'd be have three relay state titles and a Drake Relays title. I think we can start doing the same thing here on the cross country side.
Coach, you've had another good summer, put in some time, lots of guys and gals to see them out running, so you know they're paying the price. And you guys took another trip out to Colorado, and so all those little pieces really help you get a good start to a great season.
Yeah, you know, it really does. And the six kids who were able to get out to Colorado with us this year had an amazing time out there, and it just sets the stage for their season. They get to work with world-class athletes. Elite All-American Max from Harvard was there, and he spent some time. He just took some time on his own and worked with Tyler a little bit, and we know that's going to be beneficial to us. But Michelle was out there. Ashley Knowles went out there and had a great time, and you know, last year she came out just to see what it was all about, and this year she's probably been the most consistent girl that I've had. So we've put in some good miles this summer and some time and distance, and we're looking forward to that September 4th meet down in Cordon.
Coach, one of the guys that's really come on, Tyler Path, you said it earlier, but here's a kid that came in as a freshman, and you could see that he had certainly had talent, but yeah, a little tentative, and you know, the mind, you got to convince the mind that you can do things you don't think you can do first, and it seems like he's won that battle.
You know, and you hit on the key piece, and he started breaking that mind down in track last year when he broke the 11-minute barrier and the 2-mile and the 5-minute barrier and the mile. He's had a good summer. He's trained smart, stayed injury-free, and those are all key components as we go into the season. He's got some goals, both individually and to help the team. Looks like right now he's going to take the reins as our initial senior team captain with help from Dorpinghouse and Tyler Berry, our number three predicted runner coming in. So with his running skills, as they've improved, and his leadership skills are improving every day, look forward to watching him run. We're talking with the head coach of the Albia Boys and Girls Cross Country, Coach Todd Ratliff. Coach, on the girls' side, I think about Jordan Winkie. She's one of those players, runners, just like Tyler we just talked about a moment ago, who started last year a little tentative, had to overcome the mental aspect of it. But once once things started to click, buddy, you could just see that things were really turning for her.
Yeah, you know, she had to change her mind and her body from being a pure sprinter to one that could hold the endurance. And it took her four or five meets to understand that the breathing is a little bit different and the cadence is a little bit different. But like you said, at the end of the year, she came on and she was fairly close to Michelle at districts, qualifying seventh at the regional, the state qualifying meet, and then went up to the state meet, went out and ran the most relaxed race of her life and finished 31st, which... You know, in the history of Albia, that's second only to Tara Szczynski. So we're looking forward to her. We haven't seen her much this summer. She's been doing some sprint work. She also qualified for two events at the Junior Olympic AAU National Meet. So she was working 800 and 1500. But she's put time and effort in. We'll just get her endurance up, and she'll be good to go.
Coach Manser, she's been a mainstay in your program, and it's those type of girls and guys that stay in the program and build that continuity to build around. But she's really ready for a breakout year as well.
You know, she is. She's healthy. She had some knee injuries midseason last year, and she had some same one come back in track. But again, she's trained smart this summer. She stayed within the heart rate zone that she needed to, and that's just gonna help you stay injury free. So we do look for her to work there up front with Jordan, and that's going to be an amazing 1-2 punch when we get to meets.
Coach, the guys continue to use the heart monitors and that technology, and it's really been critical to the development of your program.
Yeah, it's helped a ton. We used to do some long day slow runs before, and then some quick day shorter runs, but we never really had the heart rate monitors to know, hey, are we in the zone we need to be in individually? You know, we found a rough pace, and then we tried to stay there as a group. Now with the heart rate monitors, they can tell, hey, I'm in my aerobic threshold zone, or on the days we're going a little quicker, I'm in my anaerobic capacity zone. And if they're trying to cheat on me, I can, after practice, just go over to their watch, hit the little button, and it tells me exactly where they were during the practice. So it's a great way for me to check to make sure that the workouts that I'm bringing to them are effective and that they're effectively doing those workouts.
Coach, I got a couple of young men sitting next to me, and I talked about them at Tyler Passett and Colton Dorbick House, truly leaders for the entire program. Because the boys and girls work together, I think all of them kind of feed off of each other.
Yeah, you're right. They sure do. And these two guys have meant they've been such a large part of the success of the program these last 3 years. And I know they're excited for the season, too. Tough to imagine a team without these guys, so we're going to enjoy it as much as we can this year.
Head coach Todd Ratliff, head coach of the Albia Boys and Girls Cross Country team. We'll take a quick time out, come right back. We're going to talk with Tyler Passett, Colton Dorpinghouse. When we come back to the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
Thinking about buying a new home? Need a little help with closing costs or down payment? Get $1,500 toward closing costs or your down payment from Midwest Heritage Bank. Midwest Heritage Bank has received a grant through the Home Ownership Fund Program of the Federal Home Loan Bank of Des Moines to help families reach their dream of home ownership. Visit mhbank.com or call 800-782-0521 today to see if you qualify for the $1,500 grant from Midwest Heritage Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For a limited time only, upgrade your life with a 5, 10, or 15-year fixed home equity loan from Community First Credit Union. You pick the term, and we'll give you a fixed rate as low as 3.25% APR. Use the equity in your home to remodel, consolidate bills, or refinance your current mortgage without the burden of expensive closing costs. Enjoy the security of a fixed rate loan from CFirst. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Call 866-360-5370 for details about credit costs and terms. Equal housing opportunity. Federally insured by the NCUA.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Back with me now is two of the outstanding leaders on this Albia boys cross country team, Tyler Pass at Colton Dorpinghouse. Tyler, I'm going to start with you. First of all, man, you've made the physical jump, but a part of your improvement is also been the mental side of running, and you've really gotten that down.
Yeah, I worked on that a lot during track. At the AAU Nationals, I was able to kind of take a full advantage, I guess, of an advantage with that mental side. And it helped me. I PR'd on a 3,000 with the 10.04, 10 flatish. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you look at the squad, and you got Colton Dorpinghouse standing next to you here. You know, the iron sharpens iron, and to have somebody like Colton help pushing you, and I know Coach is not going to give you a break, but that probably helps incentivize you to do your best.
Yeah, it's a great motivator because Colton will go into the season likely ranked in the top five in all of 2A, so I know, hey, if I beat this guy, I'm in the top five in 2A, and so that just builds that confidence.
Colton, if he beats that guy, then he's in the top five, but I think that iron sharpens iron, and that having Tyler on your team and running with you, that helps make you better as well.
Yeah, if us training together really helps because we have each other to go off of, and when we run with our heart rate monitors, we're basically in the same zone the whole entire time. So it's not just running alone. You're actually running with someone, which makes it easier during meets if you can do that.
Well, you know, you've done so well, and you can smell, you can taste a state championship. You're right there with that elite group, and the heart monitors. You guys have really changed that. How much has that helped improve? And what are the things you guys are looking for with those heart monitors to make those improvements?
Last year, I didn't see as much improvement, but this year I think I'm going to see a big jump being it the second year that we've been using these heart rate monitors. I mean, last year I was about 20 seconds faster every meet. This year I think I'll be even more than that. So I'm hoping to break into the 15-minute range this year in some meets.
Well, you not only have ambitions individually, but as a team, you guys, you did some things that hadn't been done in Albia, and you got a lot of the guys returning along with Tyler here. As a team, I think you have an outstanding chance to really make a run at state.
Being at state as a team these past 2 years has really helped boost the confidence and boost how much we train and how much people actually want to come out and train. I think being successful in previous years helps motivate success in the future.
Tyler, what's those things you're looking for in this season to maybe work on and improve on?
Mental side, all mental side. It's just tapping into the full ability of what my body can go out and run on the course.
Tyler Passett and Colton Dorpinghouse, folks, you got to get out and watch them, but you better bring fast eyes because they move really fast and they're going to have an outstanding season. This is going to be a lot of fun watching these guys over the year. And both the boys and girls cross-country teams are set to have historic seasons here at Albia. And, of course, we're going to be there to bring you all the coverage. We'll take a quick time out. Come right back. You're listening to the Coach's Corner brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Don't go anywhere.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Thomas Highway 5, your family-owned and operated Buy Here, Pay Here Superstore, is one of the largest independent Buy Here, Pay Here lots in southern Iowa. And they want to put you on the road today in a quality pre-owned vehicle at a price you can afford. Got a job? Need a car? Come see them today. Bad credit? No problem. They do zero down with no credit, and they service what they sell. Thomas Highway 5 in Albia. Drop in or call today, 641-932-2156.
For a limited time only, upgrade your life with a 5, 10, or 15-year fixed home equity loan from Community First Credit Union. You pick the term, and we'll give you a fixed rate as low as 3.25% APR. Use the equity in your home to remodel, consolidate bills, or refinance your current mortgage without the burden of expensive closing costs. Enjoy the security of a fixed rate loan from CFirst. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Call 866-360-5370 for details about credit costs and terms. Equal housing opportunity. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Where it began.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
But then I know it's growing strong.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Coach's Corner. On the line, we've got another than Paul Clark, CycloneReport.com, and Paul. Football is in the air. Cyclones are getting things going in camp, and we got to check in and see how things are going and what the rumors are coming around camp. Lots of spots this year that got to be filled, and a lot of question marks around this Cyclone football team. But with all that said, still lots and lots of optimism.
Yeah, absolutely. My 12th year here covering Iowa State doing Cyclone Report. It doesn't really seem possible. No, I take that back. This will be my 13th season of covering Iowa State here for Cyclone Report. I think most of the question marks are on defense. The offense returns pretty much an entire starting unit. I mean, there's just a couple of spots to fill, but pretty much everybody coming back on offense either was a starter or has starting experience or at least extensive playing time. Now, it's still an offense that has really never blossomed in the past few years, but with Mark Mangino calling the shots, there's certainly reason for optimism that this is the year the offense really starts to put things together. Defense last year was young and not very stout, and I think everybody expected that. Should be a better defense this year. A lot of guys are a year older and a year better. They've also brought in some good JUCO guys to hopefully plug in and fill a couple holes. So, everybody's undefeated on August 9th, so why not be optimistic?
Well, let's start with the offense. You know as well as I do that gets most of the attention because that sells a lot of tickets. And Mangino is a guy that many consider to be, an offensive genius. Will he be given the full reins to implement his offense here? Or will there, what similarities will they be to last year, or is this going to be truly his offensive team?
Well, everything we're being told is that he has pretty much almost unlimited power to do whatever he wants on offense. I think Coach Rhodes is making a concerted effort to be less involved. To stay out of Mangino's way, and I would guess with Mangino's resume and whatnot, I think that was something he could probably insist on before he ever took the job. Say, hey, look, let me do what I know how to do. You're still the head coach, and you still have the ultimate decision, of course, but as much as possible, just stay out of my way. Let me do what I know how to do, and we'll all be the better for it. So, I mean, it'll be a similar offense. I mean, it's going to be a spread offense like Iowa State's been running the past few years. And spread, of course, is kind of a generic term, and it covers a lot of things. So the terminology is going to be a little different, of course. Everybody has their own jargon and their own terminology, and that's something the players have to adjust to. But in a lot of ways, you're going to be looking at the same offense. You're going to be looking at three wide at least. You're going to be looking at four wide, sometimes five wide. You're going to be looking at an athletic tight end in E.J. Bibbs who will sometimes be attached to the offensive line like a traditional tight end, but a lot of times you're going to see him separated from the line. He's going to be lined up in a slot. So I think to the casual observer, a spread is a spread is a spread, so it's going to look the same. But I think obviously if you look at it a little more closely, go into a little bit more detail, it's certainly a different offense.
Well, you know, the spread option and the true spread and running it out of the pistol, yeah, you're right. For the casual observer, it looks to be the same, but for the technicians, understand that there's those similarities go away just by the look of the formation. But whether or not Iowa, you know, Iowa State's going to have the athletes here early on to match the type of offense. And I say that, you know, because you're right, they've been running a very similar type of offense, not the exact same thing, but I think they've already recruited guys into the program that can run this type of offense. Now, I guess the big question mark comes around, well, who's going to be the guy that that goes under center, or in this case, who's going to stand back there and call the plays?
Yeah, it's a good quarterback battle. I mean, you've got the thing about this quarterback battle is you can make a case for both guys. I mean, both guys, what they've shown their best has been towards the end of the past two seasons due to injury. You know, back in 2012, due to injury, Sam Richardson got a chance and came in and was terrific, put up 50 points or 51 points against Kansas. And then last year, Richardson was banged up. Richardson was banged up last year. Paul Rhodes has said since then that Sam Richardson was hurt far worse last year than they ever made public at the time. And that really gave Grant Rohawk his opportunity. And Rohawk comes in late in the season. He leads Iowa State to victories in the last two games of the season, over 500 yards of offense in both of those games. And so, similarities between the two, they're a lot alike. I mean, 6'1", 224, 6'2", 223, they look alike. They play a very, very similar game. I think Sam Richardson is a little bit better runner. That may be the edge that would put him over the top. But on the other hand, Rohach had the advantage of finishing last year as a starter. And so he's number one until he's not. He has to be knocked off of that number one perch. Another guy not to forget about is the number three quarterback, Joel Lanning. Big, strong kid out of Ankeny. Throws the ball as well as any high school player I saw have seen in you know, 13 years of covering Iowa State summer camps. I remember watching Joel Lanning when he came to Iowa State for summer camp a couple years ago. He has as much power and velocity on his throw, like I said, as any high school kid I ever saw camp at Iowa State, and that includes Austin Arnaud, that includes Brett Meyer, and so forth. So he's one not to forget about. Maybe not this year, but in the future, Lanning might be the guy.
We're talking to Paul Clark, SocklandReport.com. Paul, talk a little bit about this defense, because you know, I think the offense is going to put up some points, but the defense with lots of question marks, I think this is where the challenge is going to be for the Cyclones.
Yeah, it is, and that's really a... It's take two of last year. That was the case last year, without question. You knew going into last season, look, no defense in the country gets better by taking Jeremy Reeves and Jake Knott and A.J. Klein and Jake McDonough and some other guys off the field. No defense gets any better by taking guys like that, all in the NFL as of today, by the way. You take those guys off the field, you don't get better. So everybody knew last year, boy, this defense is going to have its struggles. The offense has to elevate its game. They have to score 35, 40 points a game to do their job, to make it happen. And that didn't happen. It's a similar situation this year. I think the defense will be better. The defense, like I said earlier, a lot of guys a year older, a year better. A couple of JUCO guys, you plug them in. If they work out, hey, you know, you might not be so bad, but it's still another season, just like you said, where the offense has to lead the way. The offense has to score 30, 35 points a game, say 40. Let's dream a little bit. They have to do that in order for Iowa State to be successful.
Yeah, if this is a three and out to offense, the Cyclones are going to be in real trouble. And you know, and I think you know, but there are some guys in the program thinking the junior college guys come in, whether or not they're you know, they're ready to go, and what I mean, not necessarily physically, but mentally understand the concept of the defense. And I think that's where the defensive guys are going to have to really simplify things, allow everyone just to flow their part. And the offense is going to be pretty complicated, but the defense, if it could just narrow down to assignment defense, that probably would be the benefit of the Cyclones.
Yeah, and also just only worry about one stat. And that's points on the scoreboard. And that's something Wally Burnham's been pretty consistent with, and certainly Paul Rhodes as well. They know they're not going to throw a brick wall out there defensively. So don't worry about how many yards you're giving up. Don't worry about how the other team's moving the ball, so forth and so on. Only worry about keeping them out of the end zone. Make them kick field goals. Take the ball away. Certainly be on the positive side of the turnover ratio. And if you're going to give up 400, 450 yards in a game, fine, as long as the other team only scores 21, 24 points, then that defense has got to feel like it did its job. So certainly for the fans and watching the games, for Iowa State fans this year, you know, don't expect and don't worry if the defense isn't out there just shutting everybody down, boom, boom, boom. Be optimistic if they're keeping people out of the end zone. Forcing field goal attempts. Field goals are almost a win now for a defense. If you give up a field goal, even though you gave up 3 points, in today's game, that's a win for the defense.
We're talking with Paul Clark, CycloneReport.com. And, Paul, I'll tell you what, looking at the schedule, I don't think North Dakota State is no gimme, for sure. But to get Kansas State second week, Iowa the third week, and an already difficult schedule, boy, the Cyclones right out of the gate, boy, they're going to be tested really quick.
Yeah, no question. It is a difficult schedule. I mean, the Big 12, of course, the way it is now anyway, you play everybody. It used to be back in the day when it was North and South. Iowa State, 2 years at a time, would get the quote-unquote softer part of the Big 12 South, and so for those 2 years, you could look and say, all right, you know, our schedule's a little softer this year, and maybe we can take advantage of that. But that doesn't happen anymore. And then you throw Iowa in there every year as a non-conference game out of the Big Ten, and that's always going to be a game, obviously. So I believe the schedule is a little bit softer than it was last year, and soft being a relative term. That's like saying that last year's schedule was really, really difficult, and this year's schedule is only really difficult. But I do think it's a little bit more favorable this year based on where Iowa State plays people as much as anything. Doesn't mean it's an easy schedule, but I do think if fans are looking for a little silver lining or a little something to spark optimism based on the schedule, I don't think it's quite as daunting as it was last year.
Paul Clark, CycloneReport.com. Paul, what's the rumors coming out of camp? Any juicy stuff you want to break for us?
Well, I don't know about rumors. It's it's tough anymore. Of course, we don't have near the access that we used to have, and Iowa State pretty much covers itself now. It's got its own media outlet through its Cyclones TV and whatnot. So, you know, we saw Ben Loss, the backup offensive lineman, go down with an injury on the very first day of practice.
Oh,
that was the one day of practice that was open to the media. They weren't even going contact, obviously. It was just helmets, practice jerseys, and shorts. But a couple of other linemen got tangled up and lost their balance and fell. And, of course, they hit Ben Loth right in the side of the knee. And at least at this point, they're saying that his career is over. Of course, he's a senior. He's already used his red shirt. Maybe he can get a sixth year if he wants it. But he suffered a pretty serious knee injury. Daniel Burton, another offensive lineman, a little gimpy because of a leg injury. That hasn't been reported quite as much. He's supposed to be the starter this year at right guard, and I think he will be, but he's been slowed up a little bit by a gimpy knee. You know, we've heard some good things. We've heard Alan Lazard is already starting to make a little bit of a move at wide receiver. I don't think there's any question that the true freshman out of Urbandale will play this year. It's just a question of how early and how much, but it sounds like he's been doing what he's supposed to do. And I think Iowa State feels pretty good about some of the junior college defensive linemen that they brought in. They feel like those guys can help them this year. They've also got Brandon Jensen back, who, if you'll remember, quit football. He gave up football after last season, decided to come back, and he's probably going to regain a starting nose guard defensive tackle spot before it's all said and done.
Well, Paul, of course, as the camp gets through, you guys have got the coverage, CycloneReport.com, and the ISU Confidential. That's the place you can get all that juicy stuff that you don't want to share over the air. So how do everybody get signed up to be a part of that?
There's sign-up opportunities right there on the website, of course. People will see a couple links where to sign up and subscribe. You get a free trial. If you've never been a subscriber before, you get a 7-day free trial to get started before you pay anything. Just a chance to kind of, you know, get in behind that paywall and look around. And, of course, when you subscribe to Cyclone Report or any rival site, you get access to the entire Rivals network. So it's not only a way to cover Iowa, to follow Iowa State, but if you're really a passionate college football fan, you also gain access to the 100 other sites or whatever it is on the Rivals Network that cover the 100 other teams around the country. So it's a good way for a real hardcore fan to not only follow their team, but follow a lot of other teams as well.
All right, Paul, thanks so much for stopping by. CycloneReport.com, the Cyclones kick things off. North Dakota State, and that's just around the corner. August 30th, Cyclones underway, North Dakota State. But get all your inside information, ISU Confidential, on CycloneReport.com. Paul Clark, thanks so much for stopping by here. On this Coach's Corner, we're going to take a quick timeout, come back and wrap things up. You're listening to the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Let us share two words that should make you think of a weekend and vacation: South Fork and Buck Creek. If you love being on the water, enjoy one of Iowa's oceans, Lake Rathbun. South Fork has overnight or seasonal boat slips, electric and tent camping sites right next to the lake, plus a convenience store and fuel at the docks. Also, Buck Creek has a hotel, boat rentals, seasonal and overnight slips, and great meals at Louie's Bistro, plus a convenience store and fuel at the docks also. To make reservations and for more information, go to RathbunLakeMarinas.com.
A great
great series right there. The whole team stepping up, doing their job. What a phenomenal play. That's just what we need. We've seen that on this Blue Demon defense. They don't quit. They keep bringing it all the time. I think Jimmy needs, Jimmy needs a little CPR down there.
Oh, gotta love it.
Give me some of that.
Now, back.
Ah, Friday Night Lights. Just a few weeks away when we will be on the air on Friday nights, and we'll take you from 6 o'clock to the midnight hour, including the unveiling of the locker room report that will go live on Fox 15. So we're not only going to simulcast on three stations, we're also going to be on television, bring you all the coverage of all the Southern Iowa football teams. And, of course, there's lots of expectation coming into this season for many of these schools. And as I went around Centerville, Coach Chuck Evans yesterday talked a little bit about his ball club. They're excited about the prospects. Lots of names to replace off that outstanding team from last year. Went down to Eddyville. Coach Bear, first-year coach. He was defensive coordinator here at Albee last year, of course, and put up a really tough defense for the Blue Demons. He's got the makings of another outstanding football team. But he's now down in Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. That's where he's from. He played there. So he's really excited about the opportunity in a traditionally rich football program. Oskaloosa, they've got an outstanding football team coming back. 3,300 yards on the ground last year the Indians put up, and with a tough young defense they had last year, a lot of guys returning. They're going to be very salty on defense as well. Albia, of course, we know that they made it to the Dome last year. Perfect undefeated regular season, and this is going to be a football team that some will think, hey, coming into this season, Albia might be down a little bit with all the seniors that graduated and moved on. But this is going to be a very good Albia football team that might just rival the football team from a year ago. Lots of football coming up, folks, on Friday Night Lights. And you're going to be here. We're going to be here to bring it all to you. And we're looking forward to another big football season. All right, it's another Coach's Corner that's been put in the books, and we want to thank Coach Todd Ratliff for catching up with us yesterday and talking about his upcoming cross-country season. And, boy, this fall is going to be fantastic. The volleyball team's setting up to be another outstanding volleyball season. Cross-country, as always, is going to be fantastic, and football is going to be some of the best football we've seen in a long, long time. So, folks, we're going to have lots to talk about this fall as we transition from summer to fall. You'll want to stay right here on the Coach's Corner. Coach's Corner brought to you by Community First Credit Union each and every Saturday morning here from 9 to 10. We'll be out the corner 34 and 5. Next week, we will have Media Day, so we will go live to Ironman Field. I'm going to have Dan Stocker, Jimmy, Big C, and Big T join me in the broadcast booth, and we're going to cover Albia football, all the X's and O's, from offense to defense, special teams. We're going to have it all at Media Day when we can see you next Saturday morning. But for now, this is Jason Summers for Scott Fry running the board, doing a great job producing the show. Have a great Saturday.
Stayed home taking care of the kids. Daddy didn't mind the way it was arranged. To his way of thinking, it didn't seem strange. Then one night, Mama met him at